And now, Forward with Falk. Join Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen as they navigate their way through the political thicket. Well, Dave, this is the Halloween weekend. The end of the voting season is coming up on Tuesday. Already more than half the country has cast their votes, and in some states, like Texas, as many people have mailed in their votes or voted in advance as voted entirely in the last presidential election. So it really comes down to, at this point, will Trump get his vote out, and will Trump be able to keep the vote that is cast from being counted? That's the way I see it. What do you think?
Yeah. You mentioned Halloween. We take a walk every night, and the next street up, they have their whole front yard decorated like a graveyard. Hands coming out and whatever. And the scariest thing in the yard is the Trump sign. they've been blanketing the area with signs, and I think that's part of their strategy, is to give the aura or the appearance that they're winning, or to convince their base that they're winning to come out and join that. But also, in the event that he loses, he's going to point to this and say, it was a rigged election because everybody saw all the signs for me. How could I not win this election? But we know, you mentioned this weekend. This is the weekend where people tend to, the undecideds tend to make up their minds, so to speak.
There are no undecided. Who's undecided?
Well, that's the point. Back in 1980, they thought it was a close election between Carter and Reagan, and it was there were a lot of undecideds, and they almost, they broke. And when they broke one way, and they broke for Reagan. And Trump had momentum in the last weekend going into the 2016 election. This year, there aren't a lot, as you said, there aren't a lot of undecideds. And I have to believe if they're not really that if they haven't decided by now, some of them may not just vote. But we're going to see how these votes come out. Locally in Lackawanna County, which is being watched because it is Joe Biden's home city and home county, and Trump has targeted it. They sent out about 50,000 mail-in requests, and as of this weekend, almost 40,000 have been returned.
Wait, say that
and
again.
So
how many were sent out?
50,000, and about 40,000 were returned already.
What is the normal vote? What is the normal vote in the county? Total vote.
I can't remember. I think it's somewhere north of 100,000.
Okay.
But it's,
so you've got about 40% in.
Yeah, you got that much in. Luzerne County is bigger and they haven't had as much returns, and I'm continuing to hear things. There's going to be problems down there, but Lackawanna County, it's over 100,000. Eligible voters, whether they get that many, we'll have to see. We'll have to see how many people come in person on election day. The betting is that the Trump voters are going to come out in person, and the Democrats have voted more by write-in. And we're going to have to find out, because the indications are that the Trump people are going to, or the Republicans in Lackawanna County are going to object to them any way they can as the write-in votes begin to be opened. Under the rules here, they can't open them until the morning of the election. And there's also the issue in Pennsylvania that we thought was resolved but may not be, is what happens to votes that come in after Election Day but are postmarked on or before Election Day. There was one ruling, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said you can count them as long as they come in within 3 days after the election. That went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. It was not overturned, but the Republicans appealed again, and the Supreme Court seemed to, there's was an opinion in there that said even that we may revisit this after the election on votes that come in after Election Day. And so they're segregating those votes that come in afterwards. But they're going to start counting on election morning all of these mail-in votes. And they hope, because they have some high-speed scanners, to have most of the vote counted by late at night on Tuesday. And to the extent that they don't, then they will have. They think they can finish up by Wednesday at noon, except for those that straggle in. And remember, in a traditional election, there are votes that come in late, particularly from overseas, mainly from the military. So who wants to disenfranchise the military? In this election, it seems to be the Republicans.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just to tell you, in Lackawanna County in 2016, you had 148,000 registered voters, 104,000, 105,000 voted, 70%.
Okay, I was close.
Yeah, you were close. And Trump got 48,000, and Hillary Clinton got 52,000.
Yeah, she won by about 30-some hundred, almost 4,000 votes,
right,
which, compared to what Barack Obama did in 2008, wasn't very good. Obama had his second best percentage in the state after Philadelphia and Lackawanna County. And that may have, and you know, a lot of people think that's because Biden was on the ticket. So we're going to have to see. Remember, Trump's margin was only 44,000 in the state. If they can get half that back out of Lackawanna County, or a quarter of that back, the Democrats think they're in pretty good shape, because they're counting on a bigger vote in Philadelphia. Hillary did not bring out the vote. They think that they can flip Erie County, which went from Obama to Trump, and although Luzerne County is still a question mark. The Biden people are, from what I understand, think they're going to lose Luzerne County again, but not by the margin that they lost it before.
Well, it's the margin that matters.
Yes.
We're only looking for, what, 20-some-odd thousand votes here?
Yeah. But the big unknown is, what seems to be happening across the country is that the number of people voting is going to be higher. So the raw numbers are going to differ. We'll have to see what the percentages are, but the number of votes seems to be higher across the country. And it seems to be increased with younger people and older people. So we'll have to see. The Republicans, of course, are counting on a big same-day Election Day vote.
Well, I see Trump is really concentrating this weekend on Pennsylvania. He's going to go to seven different rallies in 2 days in Pennsylvania only.
Right, right. Now the Democrats.
And plus Ivanka is going to be here.
Yeah, and Eric has been here, and Don Jr. has been here. Kamala Harris is a late plug-in in locally. We'll see. She was in Texas this week, which is an interesting thing, because the trends have been pointing towards Texas being flipped from red to blue. For 25 years or so or more, Texas has been deep red. I saw Paul Begala, the political strategist, James Carville's old partner, they work for Bill Clinton, on CNN this week, and he said, of the last 180 statewide elections in Texas, that would be governor, lieutenant governor, senator, agriculture commissioner, all of those row offices. Of the last 180 statewide elections, the Republicans have won 180. the last Republican governor was Ann Richards, and she lost to George W. Bush. The last Democratic senator was Lloyd Benson when he ran with Michael Dukakis. A lot of people thought that Texas would turn blue by 2024. If it flips this year, the Republicans are in deep trouble. There's no way that they can win a nationwide election if they keep losing Texas and California.
Well, the thing is, as everybody who does these studies has pointed out, if Biden holds the same states that Clinton won, and that seems pretty certain, and he wins Texas, that gives him 270 votes, electoral college votes. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't win Texas and doesn't get those votes, the Texas electoral college votes, then he has to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Which Clinton lost by what? Total 77,000 votes last time.
Correct. Correct. And Biden's going after it. I mean, he was in Wisconsin this week.
Well, he's ahead in Wisconsin at this point.
Yeah, he's going to Michigan again. He's been back and forth in Pennsylvania. He's in Michigan, I think, this weekend. He's taking Barack Obama with him, which should help him in the Detroit area and even in the suburbs there.
Pennsylvania really isn't it the case that you need a 500,000 vote margin coming out of Philadelphia for the Democrats to win Pennsylvania?
Pretty much.
So if they get the 500,000 votes coming out of Philadelphia and the suburbs, that's the end of the election, right?
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, they may not need quite as many out of Philadelphia because the suburbs have turned so blue they have so many more votes there now that they don't need quite as many out of Philadelphia. The four collar counties, Chester, Delaware, Bucks, and Montgomery, they're in better shape coming out of Philadelphia. The whole Trump idea is to pull more votes out of the T, the Alabama part.
You're right.
And whether those people are there or whether he can pull more is the question. Are we just seeing the same enthusiasm from the same people, or are we actually seeing new people being dragged in to his rallies? And we'll find out.
Well, I can tell you in our county, which is 2-1 registered Republican, and which is up until about two weeks ago, all you saw was Trump flags and Trump signs. But after about 2 weeks ago, there was a mushrooming of Biden signs, where in the 2016 election, I think Hillary Clinton got between 4,000 and 5,000 votes here. There are now nearly 7,000 advance votes in the county courthouse.
Wow.
So that's not going to turn the state, but that could be an extra 1,000 or so Democratic votes. You don't need more than accretions like that in the 62 counties to make the difference.
No. That is, if I were the Biden people, I think that was an encouraging sign. You know what's interesting is that we know where the polling has been showing, and it's been showing that Trump is not popular and that Biden has been dominating on a pretty consistent basis the whole election cycle. Yet Republicans are continuing to cling to him, to Trump. And they're, for instance, Jim Bognet, who's running against Matt Cartwright, running a fairly nasty campaign, has come out with a late ad that is all basically about "I'm with Trump" type of things. And we hear about that in other states. You know, the other election that's happening is for the Senate. The House, everybody concedes, is going to stay Democratic, and the Democrats may pick up a few votes. Whether they win a few or lose a few doesn't really matter there. But the Senate was supposed to be a safe year for Republicans because of all these, most of the contests were in what they thought were safe red states. And it's turning out that right now the Democrats are leading in enough of those states that they could flip the Senate. And there's a bunch of contests that are too close to call. The two races in Georgia, Montana is one that's too close to call, and South Carolina is another one that is close, in Iowa. So we'll have to see if there is a break, like I started to say, and people break Democratic over the weekend, or the momentum is there. The Senate could be not just barely Democratic, but could be fairly solid Democratic. It could be 55, 56 votes.
Assuming that happens, assuming these Republican senators lose, McConnell is out of power, doesn't that turn the Republican Party completely into a Trump party? Doesn't that mean that everybody who's not a Trump acolyte is going to be out of the party?
Well, it's been that way, basically.
Well, it's been that way, except, you know, Susan Collins, who makes noises, Lisa Murkowski, who makes noises. But in this situation, there really would be no room for anybody to do anything except be an outright racist jingoist, right? It would really mean that the Republican Party would become 100% down the line from Roe office to candidate for president, a Trumpnik.
Well, it'd be basically what the Southern Democratic Party was 50 or 60 years ago.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
And the only thing was 60 years ago, there was a Democratic Party beyond the South.
But that wouldn't be the case.
It won't exist.
This would be a national Dixiecrat party.
Except that they won't hold offices in most places except the South and up that point in the Midwest, you know, the Nebraskas, Kansas, Oklahoma.
Well, they'll hold a bunch of local offices in various counties. I mean, but even if they didn't hold offices, and let's assume Trump is out, he's not away from the microphone. It doesn't mean he wouldn't keep having rallies. It wouldn't mean that he wouldn't keep mustering his minions to be a disruptive force in American politics. It wouldn't mean that he wouldn't continue to encourage the racists to do what they do.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, a lot of people believe, and I'm leaning in that direction, that was his plan in 2016. He didn't expect to win. He just wanted to get all the publicity he could, draw in all the people, get a big mailing list type of thing, and he was going to go on and become Trump TV, in essence, and have his own sort of shadow government type of thing, where he could sit from the sidelines and take pot shots at the Democrats or at Hillary or whoever he wanted to do. And I still think that should he lose on Tuesday, number one, between Tuesday and Inauguration Day in January, could be a dangerous time. You don't know what he's going to do, or, you know, he's going to grab for the gusto everywhere he can.
How much more can he do than he's doing? After all, if he had the gall to install a Supreme Court justice in 3 weeks during the election, he would do anything at any time.
Yeah, and because there is no bottom. Don't forget, he's got people in that he's been told aren't qualified to be there because by the courts, and he's kept them in places.
They're there illegally. Illegally. They're not supposed to be there. The courts have held that what they've decided, the decisions they've made, have no force. They're illegally made. They have as much significance as any decisions that I make.
Yeah, and the big question, I think, is going to be, well, the rump Congress that's going to be going out, and I'm talking really about the Senate, will they continue to go along and support him after after he loses and after they lose out.
Well, why would
What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Well, a couple of them, I think, are going to, you'll hear, they're going to start making noises about 2024 and whether they're going to run as Trumpniks or whether they're going to run as anti-Trump people anymore. We'll have to see.
Well, the already guys who are running now are Haley.
I'm hearing
Tom Cotton and Ben Sasse, right?
Yeah.
Well, Tom Cotton's going to be a Trumpnik because that's what he can't be anything but a Trumpnik. That's what he is.
Well, you never know. These people have no shame. Look at the anti-Trumpers became Trumpers, and we'll just have to see how that goes. But you know, there could be a lot of things happen between now and January. But after January, I still think that Trump is going to go out. He's going to probably poach some people from CNN. I think he's going to join forces with that crazy OAN network. One America network, and he'll turn it, he'll turn it into, rename it Trump TV, and he'll be trying to do mischief from there. That'll be his megaphone.
Well,
first we got to see if he wins or loses.
That's if he gets defeated.
Yeah. Well, if he wins,
what if he doesn't get defeated?
If he wins, he's just going to rule by edict, if it's a Democratic Senate. Nothing is beyond him. He could declare martial law on things. He'll try to, create havoc wherever he can and say, now we need me to come in with my powers.
And they'll impeach him again.
And then the question is, will they get 67 votes in the Senate?
Well, that depends on how many votes the Democrats pick up.
Yeah, but they're not going to get to 67. They're going to have to get Republican votes.
Right.
And right now they'll only get one, and that's Mitt Romney.
Maybe.
I still think Romney has dreams of becoming president, and he might want to run in 2024.
Well,
It's interesting.
People who are anti-Trump have to gird their loins to thinking that he's going to get reelected so that they don't get completely let down. Because, let's face it, there are two possibilities. Trump wins and McConnell wins. Or Trump wins and McConnell loses. Or McConnell wins and Biden wins. Either way, if any of those three things happens,
right,
the Democrats are not going to be able to implement a program.
Right.
They're going to have to have some outlook for what to do in the if one of the three out of four possibilities takes place, that can take place.
Yeah.
And he can't be discouraged. If you're discouraged,
no,
you're going to lose your liberties, such as you have.
Yeah. I'm doing a course at the University of Scranton on that right now. The interesting
how
part
to resist?
Well, not how to resist, but about liberty and freedom. I don't know. Did you see the ad that the Republican office holders in Idaho put out?
No.
About not wanting to have any restrictions on themselves for COVID. They have state reps, state senators, and then they have the lieutenant governor, a woman who's sitting there in her pickup truck, and she brings up a Bible and she holds it in the palm of her hand, and then she puts a pistol on top of it, her God-given rights.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's...
But of course, Joni Ernst did something like that, right?
Yeah.
Joni Ernst ran. Her big ad was she was castrating a hog.
Yeah, now she's running for her life there. I don't know what's going to happen. That's one of the close races. It's one of the close races. Because they're out of ideas. The Republican Party is out of ideas. And you had this Never Trump former set of Republicans who, have come out not just anti-Trump, but pro-Biden and are hoping for him to win. And what they don't know is how they're going to regroup after the election. whether Biden wins or Biden loses. If Biden loses, they're still going to be anti-Trump. But I don't know what they're going to, you know, where they would go or whatever. If Biden wins, then that's going to be an interesting question as to how, whether they try to reconstitute the Republican Party or whether they...
Well, how would they do that? How would they go about doing that?
That's a good question. And where's the money going to come from? You know, that's the thing that keeps the Republicans going is the money, from the Sheldon Adelsons, the Koch brothers, the DeVos family, the Mercer family, the Uhlein family, you know,
yeah.
all those big hitters. That's what we have. That's where you got to see.
But I don't even know what base they would appeal to, even if they had the money. And they do have some money. I mean, they're spending millions of dollars. They've raised millions of dollars. They've got clever ads in many places. They certainly have gotten under the family, Trump family's skin. They're threatening to sue them over those billboards in Times Square. Billboards in Times Square are not cheap.
Well, they by the way, I don't know if you saw, they've taken the billboards and they've duplicated them all over. They have them on boats out that are running up and down the coast of Florida and they put them on trucks, you know, and they're running them. They're just, you know, these are Republicans. They know how to play hardball, and they've essentially told Trump's lawyers, sue us. We dare you to sue us. And while you're just threatening to sue us, we're going to keep doubling down and tripling down on this thing.
That's all very good, but I'm just saying is what if they wanted to reconstitute the Republican Party, which they already lost, what would their plan be and who would they work with to win? I don't see it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think Trump has managed to purify the party through purges. It's now a pure racist party with a fascist propaganda pitch, that is to say, allegedly pro-working class, but actually pro-1% class, disguising all of that with actual racist activities. That's classical fascism. That's what Trump has turned the Republican Party into. Whether or not he can really create the mass movement that a true fascist movement is, that's a separate question. And if he hasn't shown the ability to do that in the last 3 years, I don't think he has the ability to do that. But there may be somebody who comes along who does it. Bannon couldn't do it. He was too corrupt. But somebody might do it. And that's what you have to look forward to. And that's what you have to be prepared to fight. And that would be the case whether he's the president, when he'd have more opportunity, or he's not the president, when he'll still be there, together with millions and millions of followers. So that's what I see, and I think you got to prepare yourself for it. There's no victory in November if you think victory means there's no more struggle. There's going to be plenty. If Biden is president and there's a Democratic Congress, you still haven't won. You still got to undo what Trump did, which means doing something different and better. And that's not so easy.
No, it isn't. First, we have to get past Tuesday and the vote count beyond Tuesday.
Right. That's right. And we've got a situation where we have an increasing number of COVID cases, and we had more Friday than ever before in the history of the disease in America.
Yeah. Someone said that Trump is jealous that COVID is getting more publicity than he is.
Yeah. You know who said that? The former president.
Yeah.
All right. See you next week.
We'll see you next week, and I hope everybody changed their clocks.
That's right.
If not, you've missed
the show. Otherwise, you won't get to vote on time.
Well, actually, you'll get to see the show, but you'll just be early for it. So, okay.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Forward with Falk. Longtime Scranton political observer Dave Falk and WFTE's Jake Rosen discuss politics. Join them again next week, same time, same place. This program is supported by Argosy Bookshop of New York City. 116 East 59th Street, just down the block from Bloomingdale's. Old and rare books, prints and maps, members of the International League of Antiquarian Booksellers, founding members of the Antiquarian Booksellers Association of America, members of the Appraisers Association of America, on the web at Argosy Books, ArgosyBooks.com. Check them out for books, autographs, maps, and prints.